Back here with head coach of the Mark Morris Monarchs, Bill Backemas, here to kind of have a little bit of a community aspect portion of our interview with him. You know, in a Friday night, why don't you kind of paint the picture of, you know, what it looks like inside the gym? Are there some traditions that you see at Mark Morris High School? What would we expect if we went down there to see a game?
Well, we have traditions like anybody else, but, you know, I think on a Friday night when our band is playing, you know, I've seen the Sumner High School band, and I'd like to have a duel off of those two. Our band is just outstanding. Reagan Huffman does a great job, and that's high school sports sometimes does evolve around the band.
Right.
Our cheerleaders are into it. Our round ball rowdies, which we call them, that they've been dubbed for years. Prior to the game, we honor somebody in the crowd, whether it be an alumni or somebody who's accomplished something from another sport or teacher. It's about a 6-foot size hammer. It's called the gavel, and they pound the middle of the floor. And our announcer then says, "The King's Court is now in session." We have two of the best radio or game announcers that you'll ever find, in Kirk Rowland. He's he works down here for KLOG. He's got a great radio voice.
Okay.
He does our games, and he understands, as an athletic director at the college, you know, what really gives people spark, along with Dave Andrew, who also is a great announcer and has actually filled in for Bob Robertson in a game one time for Washington State University.
Oh, so that's awesome.
When you have those kind of people doing what they do, they know how to get the crowd revved up. I think our brand of basketball, you know, kind of is fun. So, you know, this makes for a real festive atmosphere. You know, we've had some great success on our home court. I really do believe in home court advantage, and it's really starts with the student body and the band and the people that put all that together behind the scenes. So, you got to come on down.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned in part one of our interview that your team gets involved with the community. Why don't you expand a little bit more on that, some of the things that the team has taken part of?
Well, like I say, my whole idea behind being a high school athlete is, you know, so many people do things for you, you know, whether it's the uniforms or the trips or whatever, and sometimes I think you forget to say thank you. Those are great manners to have. You know, my mother always told me that. Make sure you say yes, please, and thank you. And so we try to collectively do things for anybody that needs it. You know, we make it known that if you need to have yard work done, we'll do yard work. And sometimes we just do it for free, and people will say that sounds kind of crazy, but we're willing to do things for people that are less fortunate. We deliver food to our community house. We pack boxes of food and deliver big boxes to the community house for the less fortunate. And as I said, the Cowlitz Humane Society auction is a big deal here. And we just volunteer our time. We're servers. We hang coats. We take Christmas trees out for the Festival of Trees, which is also a nonprofit organization. We deliver trees. So we've spent time delivering turkey dinners to people. And I just think it's a good way for kids to, like I say, to give back, but just acknowledge the fact that there's other people out there that aren't as fortunate as they are.
Absolutely.
And you know, and to be able to do something for somebody else, kind of the ultimate person that I'm looking for as a teammate.
Here with Bill Backemas of Mark Morris. And Coach, before I let you go, I want to know, what are kind of the, from a character develop standpoint, what are the qualities that you're trying to develop in your players from both on and off the court?
Well, I want somebody that's, number one, highly motivated. I want self-starters, and that doesn't always happen right out of the chute. So, you know, that's people who take initiative on their own and are self-motivated. I really believe in detail guys, whether they're in the classroom or on the basketball court. And I would also believe that I want selfless individuals where they're in it for the good of the whole and are willing to make sacrifices, you know, for each other. There's a whole other list that I could mention, but I would say those would be the main thing. We push that every day, the life skills that you learn in basketball that we're going to stay with everybody throughout their lives. And, you know, whether it be at practice or in the hallways or off campus or at a game, there's just a certain, you know, expectation that we have as being a Mark Morris basketball player. And our kids really wear that badge of honor with a great amount of pride. So It's all buy-in by them, and when it is, it's really a nice thing to see and have them, mold into great young men.
Well, it sounds like you have a great thing going on down there. Like I mentioned, a top of the GSHL rankings, playoff near. We wish you the best of luck, Coach. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I really appreciate your time, and go Hawks and go Monarchs.
Absolutely. There he is, Coach Bill Backamis of the Mark Morris Monarchs.